Hello folks, it's Pilgrim Chris here on Good Friday, the 6th of April 2012, a little after 1:15 p.m. here in the UK. As you can see from the title of this boo, I'm talking about tagging your boos. When we do a boo, or indeed any audio podcast, audio cast, whatever you like to call it, it's always a good idea to tag your boos for relevance. Most of us forget to do this, and sometimes we wonder how and what to tag them. But to give you a recent example of this, Paul Omani of Omani Blog, a great social networker and a great booer, recently did a series of boos hashtagged Think Tank on the Road. Now, Paul had written the tag in the title of the boos, but of course Audio Boo doesn't pick this up as a tag. It's great for Twitter, etc., but not so good for Audio Boo itself. So I asked Paul at Omani Blog if he would go back and re-tag his boos and put the tag Think Tank on the Road as a correct tag. The reason I wanted to do this was because I wanted to filter that tag as an RSS feed into my podcaster RSS feed app. If you're an iPhone user, you will probably use something like Downcaster to download and listen to your boos and audio offline. As an Android user, Downcaster isn't available, but Podcaster is a superb alternative. Well, Paul Omani Blog very kindly went back and spent quite a bit of time retagging and editing his boos and put the hashtag ThinkTankOnTheRoad in. When I went to Audio Boo, I looked at Paul's boos, clicked on the tag ThinkTankOnTheRoad, and it listed all those audio boos. On Audio Boo, there is an RSS feed button. Clicking on the RSS feed button opened up my Podkicker, and I was able to add that as a channel. So now in Podkicker, I have all the tagged Think Tank on the Road boos nicely labelled in a channel, ready for me to listen to at my leisure. This has given me pause for thought, and hence this boo. Maybe if we all tagged our boos, it would help people to find boos of relevance. If you're talking about apps, for example, I noticed Pawari at the moment has done an audio boo on tagging on a couple of apps for the iPhone and iPad. Now, Pawari hasn't tagged her boos, but if she put a tag in, for example, iPhone apps, etc., or you know, then you could search for that tag, and you could then have any iPhone app related boo feed into your RSS feed. This makes great relevance for your boos. It enables listeners to search for boos by relevance, something they're interested in particularly. After all, with Audio Boo, we tend to talk about lots of things, and not everyone wants to listen to everything. And I go through Audio Boo quite a lot, and you're looking at the titles a lot and hoping sometimes that the content is what you really want to listen to. There's nothing to say that we can't listen to boos randomly, but I do like to filter my boos by relevance, and tagging is the best way to do this. So remember, if you're using Audio Boo or indeed any other form of audio podcasting, tag your audio correctly. It's great for listeners. We can go in, we can simply put a tag that we're interested in and have that fed to our RSS feeds. I hope this has been a relevant boo to some of you. It isn't, of course, a rule of thumb, it's just a suggestion. And I will be following my own advice next time I boo. And thanks to Paul at Omani Blog for tagging his boos for me, and it really has enabled me to listen to those. And also, of course, we can RSS feed those into our blogs if we wish, and extend the life of boos and share them more easily with our followers and for people who might be interested in a similar sort of thing. A great example of this for the people in the hiking community would be to enable their boos, Peak District, for example, if they're hiking in the Peak District. And we can RSS feed that tag, and any boo, any audio related, will be fed through. Great stuff. Well, thanks for listening. Again, many thanks to Paul Omani Blog for helping me out with this little experiment. It worked wonderfully. As always, God bless you all, and have a great Easter.